Peace, grace and peace from God our Father and Jesus our Lord. Amen. Today we have a small message from April, who telling us all the sin will hold us back. The sin hold us back. We have three things here who are sin who hold us back, not let us to finish the race with Christ. The first is a war. War is the sin who hold us back, not to finish the race with Christ. I learned this this small scripture. We take it like a 1 month. We read it another day, another day. We have planned a different way. That is why today we learn this scripture. Because the professor tells us, anything you learn from, that is the thing I need to tell me. I tell professor what I learned from, or what I faced from this scripture. That is why today we will hear it together. That is why I say war, because I learn a lot of things from the war. That is why I say war is a sin. Who hold us back, not let us finish the race with Christ. In Sudan, there is a war for so many years. The war takes so many years in Sudan. Many people, they know that. We learn from there. So the war took like 21 years there. A lot of sin happened. A lot of people, they lose their life. That is why I say the war is a sin who hold us back. War is not a good thing. But sometimes when we not understand what is the meaning of war, we think it's something. But war is a sin who hold people back. In Sudan, long time ago, a lot of things happened, like what I tell us. There is so many soldiers, they lose their life, and they kid, they lose their life. What I learned from the lost boy, there is one guy from lost boy who really faced all these things. And they tell us some history, like what happened from the war and everything. Because the rest of us, we come to the neighbor country, like Ethiopia, we was not there. Only big people were there in a country. Those of Lost Boy, they tell us a lot of history happened from the war there. They say when the war happened there, and they was in a riverside, and then the government of Sudan attacked them different way. And then they went to the river. And the river there was a crocodile. Most of the African river there is a crocodile there. The crocodile live with the pig together. And then the rest of the kids, they lose their life there. That is why the lost boy, they put that thing to their life. This war is something danger. That is what I learned from the war. That is what I tell my professor. Because the professor wants something I learned very, very good. The second thing is a politician. Politician is also sin. Because when you teach something, it's not true. It's a sin. Also in Sudan too, there is a politician happen. We read it in the newspaper when we was in Ethiopia. When the war happened, and then there is a one leader from the mosque telling people, because in Sudan there is a lot of mosques, more than 12. Really big mosques are really 12. They are really big mosques. They are bigger than this place. And then the Dr. Trump tell people, I want everybody to volunteer from the jihad. Jihad means like a war, a soldier of God from the mosque, from the Muslim. And then many people, they blunder because you tell them something is not true. He gave them a key. He made some more key like this. He said, anyone who blunder from this war or from this soldier of God, I will give him a key. If you get killed there, you will open your room in heaven. We read that in a newspaper. We understand that that one is not true. It's a politician. That is why we need to be aware for a politician. And all the things we learned today from this text are a sin who hold us back. Not let us finish race with Christ. The sin who hold us back. The war is a sin who hold us back. And politician is a sin also who hold us back. Many people, they blunder because they think it's true. They get some key and then they went to war. Some of them, they get killed. And after the war ends, and then he apologized for what he's saying this. He say, what I say, the key I made, anybody who die from that war, is he will not go to heaven. That is why I say politician is also sin. When we teach something is not true, is a sin. Like before I come to Canada, I thank God because I come to Lutheran Church and I know Lutheran Church. Before we come here, our church will follow Jesus Christ, the same thing to Presbyterian and the rest of the church too. They are teaching Bible. But there is a church called Mormon. They're teaching false teaching too. And it's grow up here in North America or start here in North America. We read that doctrine before we come here. The Mormon church say Jesus Christ have three wives. The first wife is from Matthew chapter 25, like the 10 virgin. Fire is smart and fire are not smart. The Mormon church doctrine says Jesus made it a first lady there. And then they say the second wife is from John chapter 2, when Jesus turned the water to the wine. They say the second wife from Jesus. And then the third one is from Revelation. That one is a false teaching. Before I come here, I read English a little bit, but not good. I read it. When I understand that, I say, when I go to Canada, I need to go to church who really follow Jesus Christ, not a Mormon church. Because I will be really new there in Canada. I don't know where to go. And God made it. I come to church here. And we follow Jesus Christ together. Those of the politicians are a sin. Who hold us back, not let us finish the race with Christ. The third thing is a love of money. Love of money is also a sin. If we put our heart to money alone, we forget everything is sin. From Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, Jesus say, you cannot love both God and money. In First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kind of evil. So these three things we learned from Hebrew today. Because the Bible Hebrew tell us, let us finish the race with Christ. Let us leave everything behind, the thing who holding us, let us leave them behind and finish the race with Christ. These three things are the sin who hold us back. Because my English is not good, I cannot continue. Even your understanding right now, I can't believe it is really good. But Let me go to conclusion. Let us love one another, like what the God tell us. The God tell us, love one another. And love and trust God is a good to trust God for everything. Let us speak our eye to Jesus. Let us look only Jesus, who finished the race, and he is the one who will let us finish the race with him. Let us leave everything behind. Let us leave the war behind and bring the peace. And let us leave false teaching and hear only the true teaching, what did Jesus tell us. Keep on going and do not hold back from sin, because Jesus who begin the perfect our pace. And I will stop there, and God will help us.